Really nice to see you all. Thanks so much for having me and my wife Sarah down to see you all today. Yeah, like I'll briefly tell you a little bit about my story, at least so you know something of me before I preach. I'm 28 years old. Sarah and I got married about 3 months ago, yesterday. So we're newlyweds, and it's the first time we're visiting Redeemer. We're based in Shepherd's Bush at a church called Trinity West, which is about a year and a half older than you guys. So we're quite new as a church plant as well. So yeah, 28 years ago, I was born into a non-Christian family in a long line of non-Christians. Sunday was very much a day for watching The Simpsons rather than going to church. And my parents had just come back from South Africa at the time, living there for quite a number of years. And my dad was playing in a band called Shacks, which is as embarrassing as it sounds for a white man to play in a band called Shacks. And I grew up very much in that for a few years, but when I was about 3 or 4 years old, my dad, as far as I was concerned, kind of from nowhere became a Christian, and his poster went up in our house of Jesus, and it said One Way on it. We also had a number of records around the house, and I actually thought for years that that was a picture of Bob Marley. I genuinely didn't realize this was Jesus, and kind of I grew up with this sense of all of a sudden now there were two teams that my family supported, Tottenham Hotspurs and Christianity, and I was never really invested in either, but if you pushed me, I'd say I was a Christian and I was a Spurs fan. It never really had any sort of impact or major change in my life. And I think my family, actually, my dad included, stayed a relatively young Christian for a little while. The church we were going to with the kind of Bible teaching and kids kind of went straight out just to watch and kind of color in rather than hear necessarily things from the Bible or about the gospel. And that went on for a long time, with the exception of a camp that we went on in the summer, which was the one thing I think that really kept my interest and had amazing teaching once a year. But it was when I was about 16 years old. I remember just reading a book which I got given, and it had a quote in it which said, "Christianity, if it's true, is of infinite importance, but if it's false, it's of zero importance. The only thing that it cannot be is moderately important." And I just realized I was smack bang in the middle of the moderately important zone, and I needed to actually work things out. So I started reading a lot of books. I started where most people started about 10 years ago, with The God Delusion, and that kind of taught me one thing. And I thought, actually, that wasn't giving any satisfying answers. And so I started reading some Christian books. I bought a lot of books from sort of other religions, which I was dipping into, and I was speaking to a number of people, and I speaking to people at my churches. And eventually came to a point where actually I was really compelled by the person of Jesus. He was the one person that seemed, actually, I can believe what he's saying over all the plethora of other opinions that are kind of going around, because he seemed to have a real weight to what he was saying by what he did, what he said. And I was really compelled by him. And it was when I was 18, starting to grip the kind of gospel on a mental level, that a lot of things happened in my life. I actually had a number of tragedies in my family life, a couple of tragedies in my friendship circle. And it was these things that actually woke me up to the realities of the thing that I was reading about. It kind of stopped being theoretical as I was attending these funerals. And all of them were non-Christian funerals, with the exception of one, who was a guy who had motor neurons disease, who was at a Bible study I'd just started going to. And it was the last of this stack of funerals, and it was the first one that actually it had hope, like it had content that wasn't just crying. This genuine, it wasn't false, you know what I mean? Like, there was a tangible beauty and hope actually in this man's struggle in the last couple of years of his life. And I realized that the gospel wasn't hypothetical, like it's powerful, like it had actually taken away the sting of death, and you could feel that, like genuinely there was a freedom, there was a joy in the gospel that was powerful and changed lives. And it was from there that actually everything else started tumbling in, realizing my sin, realizing how beautiful the cross was, realizing how important church family is. And I all of a sudden just became incredibly passionate about these things, which I think if you've been a Christian for any length of time, you'd probably say that was the Holy Spirit, you know, and a conversion experience that actually I found I was really excited about talking to people about this. I wanted to go to church. I wanted to hear from the Bible. I wanted to talk to other Christians about this. I wanted to tell my non-Christian friends about it. And I've been a Christian now about 10 years. So that's kind of been a little story about my journey to faith. The last 10 years has been a kind of, I don't know, you know, a mix of everything that the Christian life offers, realizing more and more of your problems and sins, but more and more of God's kindness and grace and love.